Casey Abba. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. East Coast Radio. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Residents are making desperate calls for help as the violence and looting rage on.
There's been running gun battles, gunshots in the air.
South Africa in a nutshell.
Exactly. It's time for South Africa in a nutshell, where we unpack things that are happening in South Africa, specifically most of the time in KZN. So if you have been listening to the news and following what's been going on at Grosvenor Girls High School, so it is alleged that there is systematic and structural racism. So if you remember well, back in February, pupils at Grosvenor Girls High School staged a protest outside the school against this alleged racism. And then in March, the Department of Education appointed an independent panel to investigate the allegations of racism at the school. So MEC Gwazim Shengu said the panel received evidence from current pupils, former pupils, members of the teaching staff, general school workers, school governing body members, and parents. So obviously, to enlighten us a lot more, because we always like to give you information that is correct, we have on the line the MEC Gwazim Shengu. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. So, MEC, we see the findings are said to be systematic and structural racism at Grosvenor Girls High School. To someone who's listening and doesn't understand what that means, can you just maybe enlighten us and explain?
The findings contained in the report are really quite damning and shocking, to say the least, because we did not really expect that 28 years into democracy, there would be people who are entrusted with leadership positions in our education system who are basically perpetuating division amongst the people as it has happened in Grosvenor. What has actually happened is that the panel has actually confirmed what the learners and some educators were alleging, that they are subjected to racial abuses, particularly by the principal. And based on the evidence and the oral submission made before the panel, it came to the conclusion that racism at Grosvenor is both systemic as well as structural, and that white authorities actually dominate all the facets of the schooling environment, and it leaves a list of examples of racism perpetuated by the principal as well as the deputy principal, because it locates both of them at the center, really, of these racial abuses.
So, MEC, do we have a timeline as to how long this has been going on?
The panel also found out that the allegations first surfaced in year 2017, and there was a team that was commissioned by the department to do the investigation, including those of financial irregularities. But that report was not taken any further by the department, which we also found it very strange, and we think it was it actually disadvantaged the learners of that particular school, because had we acted as a department at that particular point in time, probably many things would have been avoided. So things have really been going on at least since then, according to this report, up until the NRS decided to boycott the justice.
Of course. And obviously, in closing, because we don't have a lot of time, what steps are going to be taken by the department to ensure that obviously the learners, the teachers, the staff, the parents actually feel comfortable and safe, and obviously the students feel comfortable enough to go back and learn and actually trust the system?
The report recommends that we take disciplinary action against the principal, who is currently on suspension and remains on suspension, as well as the deputy principal. It further recommends that we terminate the employment of about 3 or 4 people who were employed by the deputy principal, or rather the principal and the deputy, who are all related to both of them, and they were employed not in line with the policies, and some of them don't even have qualification, and will be also taking a civil action to recover the money that have been paid. We have decided that we proceed with the disciplinary process against the principal and the deputy principal, but secondly, we will be laying a charge or a complaint with the Human Rights Commission against the principal and the deputy principal, for the instances of racism that are contained in the document. We have further requested the Premier to commission rather a commission of an inquiry that will be a more of a wider platform to cover the or to investigate incidents of racism in all the schools of KwaZulu-Natal, because after the report has released yesterday, we have been inundated with a number of allegations from different schools, which is not something new because it has been happening in the past. And that is why we also believe that a commission of inquiry into all into racism in all our schools will be able to uncover more rot in the system and help us really to prevent such things in the future.
MEC, thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much. That was MEC Gwazim Shengu speaking on the racism that is alleged at Grosvenor. That has been proven actually to be correct, and the pupils and the staff members and the general school workers have spoken about this over the years. Actually, it came up to surface in 2017, and it's been found that all these allegations are true. Anyway, thank you so much for your time. More music on the way.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.